Thank you for joining us here on the Frank Sontag Show. We are always grateful when you spend time with us on this radio program that you can hear every Friday evening from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. p.m. Pacific, right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC. I have been in radio more than three decades and was off the air for about a year. Some of you may know the story, some of you may not, but here's the point. I am back on the air here gratefully at KABC, and part of the reason and part of the reason why I am here is because of my guest in studio. He is the man that started IRS Problem Solvers a number of years ago. He is also a lifelong friend and a huge sponsor of this program, and he drove all the way to the KBC studios to be here tonight. Phil Liberatore, it's great to see you.
Frank, it's great to be here, brother.
You drove a little ways.
Yeah, it was a little bit of a drive out there, especially on a Friday night, but I'm glad to be on the show tonight,
well,
live.
I appreciate you being here. Let's talk about IRS Problem Solvers, and I want everybody listening right now to stay with us for a while. This may sound like an infomercial. It's not. You knew way back when, we went to high school together, that this was an area of life that you were strongly compelled to get involved with. Why accounting of all things?
Well, I went to the University of Southern California, and I wanted to major in business, but I didn't know what emphasis to take. And my dad got me an appointment with the dean of the business school, and he said, Phil, here's what you want to do. You want to major in accounting because that's the basics of any business. And once you get in the basics of a business, you can just expand from there. So I took the dean's advice, Frank.
And you started in this area how long ago?
This was, I graduated USC. Now I'm going to date myself, Frank, but I've been doing this a long time, 1976.
So all of those years, decades later, things have changed a bit in the world of accounting. And there are people listening right now that think, I'm a little anxious about my taxes. Talk to them and maybe some things they may want to think about in terms of, as I say, call you, get involved, look up Phil, tell them what you need.
Well, Frank, I've been doing this for over 35 years, and it's interesting. There's a lot of firms out there that are literally fly by night. They promise the world and do nothing and takes your money. And I've heard so many people come into my office say, hey, I gave so-and-so $5,000, and they did nothing. And unfortunately, there's a lot of those firms out there, and I'm probably one of the longest-running firms in the country, believe it or not, doing it that long. And I've got nothing but high ratings from the Business Bureau and Yelp reviews. And I mean, if you look me up, I got a great reputation, but unfortunately, there's not too many competitors like that.
Yeah. And being very honest, knowing you as one of my good friends, and this is the truth, you love what you do.
I love helping people. And it's interesting because I'm just gifted in this area. God has really anointed me to just give me creative strategies and ideas to navigate through this bureaucracy called the IRS.
Yeah, and there's a lot more coming on board in the not-too-distant future.
Well, they just passed that $80 billion bill, and they're about to hire 87,000 new agents. And, Frank, over half of that money is going to collections. So anybody out there listening that owes the IRS, they're going to be coming after you guys pretty soon.
Phil Liberatore is my guest. If you would like to contact Phil, I cannot emphasize it enough. If you file income taxes, you may want to reach out to him. 877, the number 6, Solver, S-O-L-V-E-R, 877-6-SOLVER. And his website is stopirspain.com. A short story for the listeners. There is a talk show host who a number of years ago was audited by the IRS, got into some financial trouble. He called his friend from high school named Phil Liberatore, went down to the offices in La Mirada, sat down in the office, sweating the whole way down, thinking, I don't have this kind of money. They had quite a judgment against me. Said IRS agent, my friend got on the phone. Next thing, I'm going to call the IRS. This is Phil. This is me I'm talking about. And you remember that moment? You got on the phone and you worked out a deal, and the next thing you know, you said to me, all taken care of, here's your payments, which were more than affordable, and it was a huge headache and fear gone.
Well, Frank, believe it or not, we have friends inside the IRS, and I've actually hired some ex-IRS employees, And they're delighted with us, Frank, because we help taxpayers get back into the system, get them payments like your case. And we work with the IRS hand in hand, and we do favorable results like yours, Frank.
If there's somebody listening right now, even the idea of filing income taxes raises a lot of anxiety in them. Talk to the listeners about what your areas of expertise are, the ideal client, if there's such a thing. There's a lot of people listening right now that I know would benefit greatly from your service. They just have to take that first step and reach out.
Well, any client's ideal, Frank, but a lot of the clients haven't filed for years, and this usually is a result of something traumatic happening in their lives, such as a death of a relative or a divorce or loss of a job, and they don't file 1 year, and then they end up not filing a second year, and then before they know it, it's multiple years, and the IRS will start filing tax returns for them based on the information that they receive from people that they may be working for. So before you know it, you're going to get a bill from the IRS, and they're going to give you zero deductions and single filing status, and it's the worst-case scenario. So a lot of cases that we come up with is people just afraid to file. But also what's interesting, Frank, people, they get letters from the IRS. I'll get calls even from clients or new clients, and they said, I got a letter. I said, what does it say? Well, I haven't opened it. And so I said, well, bring the letter in.
Yeah, and you open it together.
They're scared to even open the letter, Frank.
Yeah, there is a lot of fear out there, and partly I think it's warranted, but partly it's not warranted at all. It's just a matter of doing something. By the way, if you would like to call Phil tonight, I want to open the phone lines. We may even take some calls, 800-222-5222. Any questions? Anything you want to share with my guest, Phil Liberatore from IRS Problem Solvers? Maybe you have a quandary you want to run by Phil. We may take some calls. 800-222-5222, 800-222-KABC, and the phone lines are wide open to you. To put you on the spot, is there a story maybe that comes to mind about somebody that came in and it's one of those stories that needs to be shared?
Yeah, there was a client that came in. And he was engaged and wanted to get married, but his fiance found out he hadn't filed his taxes. He got behind.
Uh-oh.
So she said, I'm not marrying you until you get caught up with your taxes.
Is that right?
It's right. And this is going to blow you away, Frank. He thought he was going to owe all kinds of money. I think there was actually 5 or 6 years we ended up doing for him. And he had enough money in refunds to put a down payment on the house in addition to getting married. So I got these guys married, and they had their first house, Frank.
Oh, my goodness.
And that's happened more than once. That's just not a single case. I mean, it's people are thinking, I got to owe all this money, and then they're going to get money back.
Yeah. And I do know, again, I have no problem being transparent. You're a good friend, and you've really helped me out. I don't know what you did, but when I first came in, you said, we can go back a few years and take a look at your taxes and maybe even get you some money from the last few years.
Yeah, there's a statute. There's the last 3 years are wide open, by the way. And you can go back. I do a lot of amended returns because people may have overlooked something. Something might have been done in error. Or there's just so many reasons why to go back and redo the return.
Phil Liberatore is my guest. We're going to break in a moment. Let's talk to Kathy in La Habra. Kathy, you're on the Frank Sontag Show. Say hello to Phil Liberatore, Kathy.
Hello, Phil. Thank you for being there. And I've got a bunch of questions, so I'll just keep asking as long as you'll entertain me. But the area of finance, and you have a stockbroker, or a financial planner, and the area of tax harvesting. Whose responsibility is that? Is it a joint situation, or is the chartered financial consultant supposed to be responsible for that?
Well, usually they work hand in hand to get that information, Kathy. So, that's a good question, but it's a joint effort to complete information.
Is that something the client should know?
Well,
meaning about tax harvesting. If you're paying somebody to invest for you.
Yeah, I mean, if you're paying somebody their vest for you, they should be giving you regular reports and an annual report that's reported to the IRS, and that goes on your tax return. It's called a 1099 brokerage statement.
Kathy, thank you for the call. And if you have more, we have to break. You can always call Phil at his office, 877-6-SOLVER. 877-6-SOLVER. The website is stopirspain.com. My guest is Phil Liberatore. If you're listening and you've got some questions, we're going to keep Phil at least for another segment. 800-222-5222, 800-222-KABC. Phil, when we come back, I'm just going to give you the microphone for a couple of moments and just share maybe something that's on your heart about the coming year, new tax laws. I just know that taxes, and maybe we'll talk about just how convoluted the whole system is. Like, taxes are difficult. We don't have a flat tax. We hear all the disinformation about, you know, very rich people don't pay their share, which is not true. So maybe something that's on your heart about the realities of taxes. And this is also, if I may be so bold, a ministry of yours. We go in and we pray when we come to your office.
Absolutely.
All right. Phil Liberatore is my guest. Phone lines are open, 800-222-5222. More with Phil Liberatore here on the Frank Sontag Show next. Talk Radio 790 KABC. This is the Frank Sontag Show. Thank you for joining us. My guest is Phil Liberatore from IRS Problem Solvers, a man that is in part responsible for getting me back on the air. He helped sponsor this program. Phil is a lifelong friend, and more than anything, he provides a service to the community, you, the listeners, in our KBC audience. If you work, I assume most of you file taxes. Maybe you're really confident with the person that does your taxes now. All I can tell you is I can personally attest that Phil has helped me out in so many ways. And I urge you to contact him and reach out to him and find out maybe he can help you. Phil, we just survived 2 years of COVID. And I think about the small business owners that I know so many got hit. Some even had to fold their business. Do you have any good news in terms of maybe somebody listening right now that is a small business owner?
Well, I tell you what, small business owners should be incorporated, Frank, because that's one of the greatest last loopholes available for business owners. You know, there's two types of taxation. There's one for the informed and one for the uninformed. And there's a lot of interesting strategies out there that a lot of your listeners are probably not even aware of that would really reduce their tax bills in the end. And we've got some proven methods and strategies to put them in.
Every year, do you have to get kind of reacquainted with new tax laws? I mean, is that something that you have to get done every? I mean, everything seems to be changing dramatically. You have to kind of keep in tune with what's going on.
Yeah, we've got to take review classes. I've got to take continuing education just to keep my CPA license renewed every 2 years. So, I've got to take 60 hours of classes a year. So I've got to really keep on top of this, Frank.
Are these times more challenging than other times? Does it seem like, obviously the economy is in the news, stock market down again today. People are concerned about their hard-earned wages.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a tough time?
Well, we're officially in a recession, believe it or not. I mean, we just suffered our second quarter of GDP negativity, and we're in recession territory now, Frank. So things are going to get a little interesting, I think. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. Of course, the elections in November could actually change the whole landscape. So it's interesting times, to say the least.
And I would say the times are warranted. If you are not solidified with whoever does your taxes now, I keep telling you, reach out to Phil. 877, the number 6-SOLVER, is the number to the office at IRS Problem Solvers, 877-6-SOLVER. The number to the KBC studios is 800-222-5222, 800-222-KABC. If you have any questions for Phil, you're welcome to call. Let's talk to Douglas in Los Angeles. Douglas, you're on the air on the Frank Sontag Show on Talk Radio 790 KABC, also with Phil Liberatore. Thanks for calling, Douglas.
How do I determine the step-up basis for the house I inherited from my parents in 2007.
You inherited it in 2007, Douglas?
Yes, and I have no paperwork.
Okay, you could go back and get an appraisal or comparables for that house in that neighborhood, and that's what I strongly recommend you do, and that'll give you the stepped-up basis for that house.
Is it something that you would suggest Douglas contact you, Phil, and follow up with it? Can you help him
with
more information?
I would contact a real estate agent for that, Douglas, or a real estate attorney that could help you with that for sure.
Does that help, Douglas?
So if I get audited by the IRS, they'll honor the paperwork then?
Yeah, they'll honor that paperwork, Douglas. Absolutely.
Douglas, appreciate the call. Reach out to us if we can help you any further. And thank you for calling tonight. 800-222-5222. Phil Liberatore is my guest. Phil actually drove to the studios. I convinced him to come in, and here we are. This man loves what he does. IRS Problem Solvers has been around for decades. And yet there's so much in the news that's negative about the economy. So here's my question, Phil, and then maybe we'll take another call or two. 800-222-KABC. People that come in and see you now, is there a little extra stress with people walking in the door? I mean, I just think when you hear about recession or the economy going bad or the stock market kind of turning upside down, people are afraid. And as the story you told about the person with the envelope from the IRS didn't even open it. So if someone's listening right now, Phil, and they're even afraid to reach out or get involved or call you, what would you say to them?
Well, it's interesting. Even some of these letters that the IRS sends out are incorrect. About half of them are incorrect, Frank. They may send you a letter saying, hey, you missed this, you missed that, and it's not on your tax return, when in fact it very well could be on the tax return and the computer missed it completely. But you really need help, professional help like myself, to navigate these types of situations. But people are nervous, Frank, not only with the IRS, but not only the recession that's has started, but the inflation. Everybody's seen what the gas prices just did again. And it's very interesting economy and situation out there right now in this world.
I'm not asking for facts or statistics, but how many people that you see, you hear stories along the lines of somebody saying, you know, I haven't filed in years and I'm finally here. Are there really a lot of people that don't file their taxes for quite a while?
Yeah, they're out there, Frank. And I get a lot of those situations from taxpayers. They're just petrified and they just don't file. They're just afraid to file. And it's unfortunate, but we get them done right away. We can get all that information from all the years they haven't filed from the IRS website. They have a special tax practitioner hotline, and we're able to get access all that information for them.
Phil Liberatore is my guest from IRS Problem Solvers. The number here is 800-222-5222, 800-222-KABC. So do you have the full range of financial services? You do everything at your office?
Well, we have a network of financial experts as well, Frank, and even business attorneys if there's something that needs to be done legally. So we have a one-stop shop that we could help people with every need they have.
Mm-hmm. We'll maybe take one more call before we go to break. I just have to ask again. I'm putting you on the spot. You had shared this story about a guy coming in. His fiancé wouldn't marry him unless he got his taxes done. You ended up helping him get a house. You have another story, maybe just something? Because I'm 30-plus years of doing this. You could probably write a book. You've written other books, but you could probably write a book about some of the miracles that have happened through what you do at IRS Problem Solvers.
Yeah, absolutely. I actually wrote a book called What the IRS Doesn't Want You to Know, Frank.
Uh-oh.
And I've got that book. That probably needs to be revised now since there's been revisions over the years from the IRS. But, yeah, I've got all kinds of stories. I mean, we had some individuals. I mean, this guy owed almost $1 million, and it was a complicated situation. But we were able to navigate it through where we saved them three quarters of that amount of money by not only amending returns, but getting involved in his business entities, and we navigated through it and got the problem solved. So we always seem to have solutions to the IRS problems.
And if you don't, if somehow you hit a brick wall or a dead end, I mean, I want to emphasize this. I'm on the air here at KBC, and I don't hide my faith. You are a man who is a follower of Christ, and you've blessed many ministries with your support. I think of Greg Laurie and Harvest. You've helped me with my ministry, KMG, and so many others. What about the idea of hopelessness versus being completely hopeful in this thing we call life?
Yeah, I mean, we have a lot of hope, Frank, and our hope is in Jesus Christ, absolutely. So if any of your listeners need hope, I mean, that's our hope right there.
Mm. Phil Liberatore is my guest. 877-6-SOLVER. Solver is the number to call the office. And also, if you want to maybe check out the website, it's stopirspain.com. Phil, I've been on the air for 3 months. I told my listeners a few weeks ago, and I don't mean this other than the complete honest truth. You have sponsored this program in large part. And part of that is we want the phone to ring at your office. We want to get some clients from you, for you, from the KBC listeners. For people listening right now from all walks of life, what would you tell them about the realities of filing income taxes in this day and age?
Well, it's getting more complicated, Frank, that's for sure. And with all the different regulations and rules that have been put in place and revisions recently, it really takes an expert to take care of your tax needs. And I want to just throw out there, any business owners, we've got some great strategies for them. And again, if incorporation may be a great asset for them to save additional monies, and we've got strategies for retirement and different ways to save tax dollars.
And more.
And more. Absolutely.
Phil Liberatore is my guest. Where do you see us going in the next year or so as it applies to the realities of the economy and tax filing? I mean, obviously, we don't know, but my thought is you're going to continue to do what you do and bless hundreds of people to come in your office and help them get the best tax return that they can get.
Well, it's apparent that audits are going to be on the rise, Frank, with this recent bill that was passed and the hiring of 87,000 new IRS agents. I know that's going to take a little time, but you can start to see things are going to start picking up pretty rapidly here. And, you know, I've read articles where they say they're coming after the average taxpayer. I mean, it's not only the rich, but they're going after everybody now. And it's going to be interesting to see how that develops.
And for those that may have missed the previous segment, you have, how do I say this? You have friends in the IRS. You've worked hard to develop relationships with the IRS.
Yeah, we've got relationships all over Southern California. I mean, we've been doing this for over 35 years, and we've got several ex-IRS employees that work for me that represent probably over 100 years of combined experience with the IRS. So whatever situation you may have regarding your taxes, I mean, we have the expertise for it.
And wherever you are with your taxes, have you filed? Maybe you haven't. Maybe you've got some concerns. I'll say again, call Phil. Reach out to IRS Problem Solvers. 877, the number 6-SOLVER. 877-6-SOLVER. And the website is stopirspain.com. Phil, I want to just publicly thank you for allowing me the privilege of getting back on the air and supporting me doing this radio program. You have been a dear brother and a nothing but a supportive force. You're one of just a couple of people that have got our Impact Award from my ministry for your service to the community and so much that you do for so many people. And just please accept my thanks for kind of helping me get back on the air and what you do for so many of us along the lines of taxes.
Well, thank you, Frank. And we appreciate everything you're doing, Frank, for your listeners here and also the Kingdom Men's Gathering events and touching men's lives and individuals out there, and you're just doing a great work, and we appreciate that. That's why we're supporting you.
Thank you, Phil. Phil Liberatore, IRS Problem Solvers, has been my guest. Again, we'll continue with more. I'll share more about all the good things that Phil does at his office. Reach out to him, either through the website or the phone number, or if we can answer any questions here at the radio station, call me, email me. We are here to help you and serve you. Phil, thanks for driving all the way down.
Thank you, Frank. This has been great.
All right. We will continue with more. This is the Frank Sontag Show, Talk Radio 790 KABC. Thank you for joining us. Talk Radio 790 KABC. This is the Frank Sontag Show. My thanks again to Phil Liberatore. I got an email from somebody saying, I'm not sure if I should reach out and contact Phil. Let me just say this. I am adamant. When I have people that I support and I put my voice behind them, I don't do it to make a buck. I do it because I believe in them and I know that they are excellent at what they do. And I've just said on the air before, Phil has helped me with my income taxes. I got audited years ago and was looking at a pretty hefty sum of money. And he called the IRS, got it cut in half, and then we went on a payment plan and took care of it in a matter of a couple of years. So if you work hard for your money and you pay income taxes and you file, or if you haven't filed, I will say again, consider reaching out to Phil Liberatore from IRS Problem Solvers, the number to the office, 877, the number 6, and Solver, S-O-L-V-E-R, 877-6-SOLVER. Do not live in fear. Reach out, and Phil will take care of you. All right, on the program tonight, we may get into a little bit of political talk. I don't know what happened to our president this week. He said a couple of things that were a little concerning. You may have watched him lament about where a congresswoman was who a few weeks ago tragically died in a car crash. And also there's a video that's reemerged about, hurricanes and him saying you better be vaccinated, which is from a year ago. So if your pension is political discussion, we may get into that. Here's the shocker. Anthony Fauci has gotten richer over the last year. Who would have guessed that, right? We may get into some specifics about that. Also, one last political story. Stacey Abrams, who is a gubernatorial candidate from Georgia, she made some outrageous comment this week about abortions and somehow 6 weeks when there is a heartbeat. She says it's all manufactured. That's not true. It's outrageous. We may talk about that. A powerful story on all of this talk about the pathway to electric vehicles and green energy. A man that knows a lot about this field says, without hesitation, this is not realistic. It not only cannot happen, it will not happen. And we'll read that story in some specifics. Cancel culture, a college football player. The story was he was forced to apologize for a tweet. I'm not buying that. Nobody forces you to apologize. And it had to do with the new prime minister of Italy. Maybe you saw the video of an Italian woman saying things that we support here on this radio station, conservative values. And this college football player retweeted something and then just got railed. Railroaded, and he went belly up. We will talk about that and how we should push back against cancel culture. And I guess the last story we'll talk about next segment is the realities of personal responsibility. We live in a victim culture. Everybody's a victim. We put out our hands to the government. Help me, save me. And that is nothing that does anything but create dependence on the government. We've got a lot of victim mentality here in our culture, and we'll speak out against that maybe later on in the broadcast. So let me spend 3 minutes at the end of the segment talking about something that occurred last Saturday morning. Now, I alluded briefly to it with Phil. I have a men's ministry, and we did an event last Saturday morning. KMG Ministries is my ministry, as in Kingdom Men's Gathering. And we had a gathering of men at a location up in Thousand Oaks at a church called Godspeak in Thousand Oaks. Pastor Rob McCoy is the senior pastor there. And it was amazing. I can't even begin to put in the words. Let me just say this. I've said this expression many times on the program. And let's talk about faith for a moment. First of all, how can you live in this life without faith? How can you function in a crazy, dark world without some semblance of a belief in God? I don't know how you can do it. And yet, self-identified atheism is on the rise, and people are upset about religious abuse, and maybe we can talk more about that, but I have an expression when we do these events or we do Bible studies or we've got a retreat coming up in 3 weeks. Would you not do anything you could to have an encounter with God? And I oftentimes bottom line it into how far would you drive to have an encounter with God? Because I hear it all. I've done my ministry for a number of years. I think we have an absolute serious crisis of manhood in our culture. Men are under attack. Gosh, gender is under attack. We live in a time when, you know, there's a certain emphasis on there's more than just male and female. This is deception. But my point being this. So I believe that we have a crisis of manhood. It's under attack. And yet, a lot of guys just have given up. They've relegated their lives to just, they've made mistakes, cannot be reconciled, and they're just checked out in a mess. Walking away from a marriage, struggling with substance abuse or all types of addictions, maybe struggling to be employed. We meet men of all kinds and all walks of life at KMG, but here's where I'm going. If you can have an encounter with God, what kind of an effort would you put behind it? I often think, I hear the adage, you know, God helps he who helps himself. Well, sometimes I think God wants to help you, but you have to take the first step. Last Saturday morning at KMG, I met a man who drove to come to the event, got there late, came up and talked to me on the break. And said that he absolutely sensed God telling him that he needed to be there. And I said, did you kind of get your prayer answered? He said, absolutely. He came for like the last hour. Stayed at the end. And then at the end, he came up and bid me adieu and said something like, I'm going to get a couple cups of coffee and drive back home. And I said, why would you need a couple cups of coffee? The man drove in from Fresno. 3+ hours because he sensed God saying, you need to go to this event. 3+ hours. Tell me that's not a story. Maybe you have a story to tell of a God encounter. I'd love to hear from you. Anything and everything. 800-222-5222. The phone lines are open. And before we go to break, one of the guys I kind of honored quietly was my dear friend Craig Parker Adams. I handed out some of his CDs. Some of you got a free rock and roll CD. If you don't know who Craig Parker Adams is, check this out.
In a world where seahorses ride dirt bikes and gumballs grow on trees, comes the DNA cleansing rock concert of purified notes to help you be the most incredible, ultimate, bestest you. The Stolly Mule, a sassy tropical blend of coconut, banana, mango, pineapple-flavored rock guitar, here to liberate and heal your soul. Take the journey and get your copy of The Stolly Mule now at IARERecords.com. That's IARERecords.com. And be a part of the greatest selling rock record of all time, The Stolly Mule, coming to a stadium near you.
Warning. Initiates healing upon contact.
So Craig's new album is called Vistali Buell. There's a story behind that as well. If you like just really good, clean rock and roll and guitar licks, go to CraigParkerAdams.com. Dear friend of mine, very accomplished, extraordinary guitarist and songwriter. And I love him a great deal like my brother. CraigParkerAdams.com. 800-222-5222. Phone lines are open. We'll take some calls. And when we get back, college football player goes belly up for a tweet. Well, something he retweeted. We'll talk about that next here on the Frank Sontag Show. Talk Radio 790 KABC. Thank you for joining us. Talk Radio 790 KABC. Our final segment of the broadcast, we have some people on hold. We'll take a couple of calls. Early in the broadcast, I made mention of a retreat that my men's ministry is hosting in 2 weeks. I got an email from listener Dean asking about more information. So let me just reset very briefly. Twice a year, we do a retreat in the local mountains with about 60 to 70 guys. We kind of limit it. It's great to get out of the city, breathe some clean air. We sit down, we share, there's some teaching segments, we have activities on Saturday, we get after it, have some fun, and it's Friday evening to Sunday morning. We, at the beginning of the broadcast, had 7 spots available. I don't know if any of those are still available. I suspect they probably are. But if you're interested, and Dean, as I said earlier, just go to our website, franksontag.com. You'll see the... on the homepage, a big graphic, and just click on all the information is there. And if you have questions, just email us. And we hope to see you in 2 weeks. It's an amazing time. It's my favorite time of year to get away with guys that just, we kind of get real about life and all the distractions. And it's just a beautiful camp, and it's good food. It's not like we're... it's not like we're doing sleeping bags out in the elements and you're eating bark off trees. We don't do that. So our retreat is in 2 weeks, 21st, 22nd, 23rd. Go to franksontag.com. If you're struggling and you need help to talk with someone, maybe you're struggling with addiction or you need some marriage counseling, Levee Counseling Centers does it all. My friend Dr. Mark Baker is one of my closest friends, and he supports this program and just wants to make those that are excellent at what they do, different counselors, different walks of life. LeveeCounseling.org is their website. They do telehealth if you don't want to go. They have offices in Santa Monica and Pasadena. Levee is L-A-V-I-E, LeveeCounseling.org. A special number for KABC listeners is 800-483-9591, 800-483-9591. Let's talk to Rick in Lake Balboa. Rick, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hey, Frank. Thanks for taking my call. You know, here's the double-edged sword to this idiocy regarding our energy situation. One would think, that the Biden administration, they're just... idiots. They have half a brain, and the other half that they use is obviously they have no clue what to do regarding energy. In fact, if they wouldn't have hated President Trump so much and just left his energy policies alone, we are swimming in oil. And we not only would be energy independent, we'd be energy, Trump used where you're selling it, dominant, energy dominant in the world. We'd be selling energy to other parts of the world. But this idiotic administration thinks it's better to have, go to countries that hate our guts and have to buy oil from these various countries. But yep. Here's the thing that's the kicker. Here's the double-edged sword that really irritates me. It's intentional. They want to destroy the energy sector of this country. They want to destroy the economy. So big government can come in. It's another step towards socialism. That's what's irritating. If they were just stupid, fine. They're not so stupid. This is all intentional. This is the plan, to destroy America from within, and you start with the energy sector.
Rick, I thank you for the call. You were talking about stupidity, and I was going to weigh in and actually share my views, which you said in the latter part of your comments. I think this is a concerted effort, tragically and diabolically. And there's still 300 and some odd million Americans. And not many of them. So what do we do? That's the question. Hundreds of thousands of Americans sought medical care after getting a jab. This is according to the CDC data that's being released. Some 782,000 people reported seeking medical attention, emergency room care, even hospitalization. It took numerous legal demands, appeals to lawsuits over a year, but the CDC finally capitulated and agreed to a court order requiring them to do what they should have done from day one, release the data to the public. It took a lawsuit from a group called ICAN, ICAN. And speaking of the jab, in a recent study, Dr. Asim Malorta, a leading British cardiologist and previously a huge proponent for the COVID-19 mRNA vaccines, now has declared the global pandemic a pandemic of misinformation and has called for a global stop of COVID-19 vaccinations. So this person has done a 180. Quote, "What has become clear with regard to the coronavirus disease and the vaccines, quote unquote, is that we have a pandemic of misinformed doctors and a misinformed and unwillingly harmed public," he wrote in a study published on September 26th. In September, Malorta published two articles discussing that the failed COVID-19 vaccination policies and the global misinformation that facilitated these, quote, "unethical, coercive, and misinformed policies," end quote. Malorta's first article addressed the misleading clinical data on vaccine efficacy, as well as current findings on the harms of the mRNA jabs. Second study, Malorta discussed why the public health authorities across the leading developed countries have made failed policies regarding COVID-19 vaccinations, how governments missed opportunities to reduce COVID-19 severities by encouraging lifestyle changes and the like, early therapeutics, etc. This is a guy who was very much forward at the beginning. He says most medical research is not reliable or of uncertain reliability at the very least, therefore offers little benefit and usefulness. He says, secondly, most doctors are not aware of the problem. And third, even if they are, they cannot evaluate data. Therefore, finally, patients frequently lack relevant and accurate evidence and guidance when making their medical decisions. He says there are biases in research, in medical journal reporting, in the media, in patient pamphlets. Furthermore, doctors and policymakers have commercial conflicts of interests. Doctors default to working in a manner to most reduce litigation risk. He says it's instructive to note that the greater the financial interests in a given field, the less likely the research findings are to be true. Given that Bill Gates has disclosed that vaccines give a, wait for it, 20-to-1 profit return, which is a highly significant profit margin, the one-sided medical findings on vaccine benefits that persist to today are therefore hardly surprising. Malorta said, quote, "The drug companies have a fiduciary obligation to deliver profits to their shareholders, not any legal responsibility to provide you with the best treatment," end quote. Finally, over the many decades of lawsuits and studies that found the pharmaceutical industry hide, ignore, or misrepresent evidence about new drugs, with medical literature distorted and misrepresented for profits, public and professional trust of medical researchers has been a growing crisis. Between 2003 and 2016, the top 11 pharmaceutical companies paid more than $28 billion in fines. Most of the criminal activity included illegal marketing of drugs, manipulation of results, hiding data. Bigger problem with healthcare is that the very policymakers, doctors, academic institutions, and medical journals responsible for patients and scientific integrity often collude with the pharmaceutical industry for financial gain. Look, I'll say it again. Don't misunderstand me. If you took the jab, if you thought it was a good thing, I pray that you are healthy and well. And you have that right. But I've been very vocal. I was on the air the whole time. When you have forced mandates and the government telling you what you have to do. I met a young man this week who's doing some work for me, recording. He was in the Army for a little over a year, and they forced him out because he would not take the jab. And he told me three of his best friends all got extremely ill after they took to the jab. It's a real virus, not the Black Plague, became politicized for power-hungry, corrupt entities that are in positions of authority. And they're still doing it. And we've got one that sits in Sacramento. You know who I'm talking about. And if you want to wear a mask in your car alone, driving down the 405 freeway, God bless you. But if you really think masks do anything, I don't know. Maybe I need to sell you some lotion to grow hair. If you don't know what I look like, then you don't get what I just said. All right. Lord willing, we'll be back next Friday evening. We are tentatively calling this program Resurrection Radio. If you miss any of the broadcast, the podcast is up almost literally after the program ends at franksontag.com. We're also on Rumble and seeking other outlets. If you want to email me directly, it's frank@kmgministries.com. If you've got concerns, questions, you're welcome to weigh in. And we do thank you for listening to this program and making it possible. 3 weeks from tonight, Craig Parker Adams will be in studio. He's a rock and roll extraordinaire. And we invite you to be the guest each and every Friday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific, right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC. God bless you all.
The Frank Sontag Show is brought to you by Home Comfort USA and the IRS problem solver Phil Liberatore.